This session is called Representing the Unrepresentable, Trauma and the Museum. 20 years ago, the irrepresentable would not have had much to do with the notion of trauma. Yet, that very expression, representing the irrepresentable, was part of the shaping of the postmodern debate in the visual arts and in philosophy through Jean-Francois Lyotard's discussion of the sublime in the postmodern condition, or in the postmodern expliqué aux enfants, postmodern explained to children. Then, through feminist discourses, for example, there were many, but I'm thinking here of Linda Need's work on the female nude, the representation of the unrepresentable came to be bound to the notion of the obscene as a sort, as a first kind of regendering of the sublime. Both terms have to do with exterior limits, with impossible boundaries and excess. With trauma, the unrepresentable is shifted to some kind of inside wound, or at least a wound, that is, a break-in, that the body, private, politic, communitarian, endures. The function of trauma, posited as a new interface between history and memory, is emblematic of what some of my guests will address. I'm thinking, for example, of the shift from reference to experience that Kristen Conley will later address. But it's also emblematic of what James Wolcott discusses in the current issue of Vanity Fair. You see, I'm not just about reading French theory. Namely, that the so-called crisis of history within academia doesn't so much signify the dismissal of the discipline, a dangerous craving for a blissful amnesia, or a shameful ignorance of a younger generation. It speaks of the appropriation of history by new channels of popular culture, from bestseller to the History Channel, which Wolcott rightfully calls the Hitler Channel. What does this mean for the museum and for visual culture? This is what the speakers of this panel have been asked to address, and they will do so through their analysis of public monuments, artist installations, curatorial practices, and museum policies. You will hear, they're seated in the order where they will speak, Risa Greenberg, Christine Conley, Vera Frankel, Sue Mulvern, and Sunil Gupta. They're all very famous in their field, and on that very question, you can consult their bio on this website, and since they all warn me that they'll take 1 or 2 minutes more, and that I want to enforce time, I'm not reading their bio. It sets the tone. What I would like to suggest before, as a starting point, is that whatever the chosen strategy to address the unrepresentable as trauma, be it an indexical, metonymic, or phantasmatic strategy, the oblique representation that follows has a very unique kind of responsibility in that it not only cannot allow what it shows to be repeated in the future, but it cannot even repeat what it shows in the process of representation. That is to say, the representation of trauma has to produce something else than trauma. It has to certainly produce the notion, but under a new effect. It has to bring the wound to a scar. But that's in an ideal world. The contingent situations under which trauma is being represented often entails to address it as an open wound, as an open wound as well, for fear that if we were not to do so, we would just numb what has not been yet allowed to heal. So. I let my guest speech.